This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Hello, hello, folks, and welcome back to the Sound Deals Warehouse.
Hi, guys. We are your hosts, Max and Ivan. I'm Ivan.
And I'm Max. And this is the world's only podcast shopping network, Sound Deals.
Oh, my goodness. Max, welcome back to the warehouse.
It is good to be employed in this job, and I am ready to go.
Great, 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 great. I'm just so excited to be sat next to you. One whole week has passed since we last saw each other. Even though I thought I saw you just in your car parked outside for, well, most of the week.
Well, I mean, listen, not all, I've been around. I was parked at times. I will say I was sort of adjacent to the warehouse, but I wasn't in my car the whole week. Good grief.
Sure.
No. I've been working out a fair bit, exercising.
Oh yeah.
On the car. Yeah.
What kind of exercises are you doing?
Oh, just basically I just sort of slither out through the sunroof and then dive sort of in one of the open passenger windows, and I kind of do that as a circuit for cardio to warm up.
Right.
Yes.
And that's that's out of choice. You can open the doors, I presume.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I can
open one of the doors without much trouble. It's more for cardio. It's a kind of commando thing, and also it's a real sort of safety type situation in an emergency. You never quite know. You know, if things in my life were to get bad, and I was, you know, for example, you know, in a car that was sinking into a lake or something like that,
right.
I would almost certainly want to get out of the car.
Of course.
Probably. So at that point, it would be a case of shimmying up out through the sunroof. But then if I've, you know, forgotten, say,
what about the water pouring through?
You would need to swim in that instance. I've tried to sort of simulate that that possibility by just having a sort of a mouthful of water and wearing some goggles occasionally. You might have seen that.
Yeah, I was wondering actually what you were doing, just spitting water onto your car whilst wearing goggles.
Spraying it up into the air so it kind of comes back down onto the face. It's about just being prepared for any eventuality. Train dirty. I can't remember the phrase.
What's this for? Train dirty.
Yeah, I can't quite remember the phrase.
I was thinking of the Boy Scouts, be prepared, being their motto, but I'm not sure whose motto is train dirty.
It might have been a branch of the Scouts, I can't remember.
Yes.
I think it was possibly popular late 90s, early noughties singer Craig David, whose phrase I had in mind. I was reading one of the CD sleeves that
Yeah, of course. I forget that you... You do have those CDs.
The CD cases, yeah.
Yeah, the cases and the sleeves
cases,
inside. Them.
Cases and sleeves. A bit of basically just keeping in good shape, just keeping moving, having a good time, really.
Cool.
How about you?
Yeah, no, not much to report. Wasn't allowed out of the warehouse this week.
Right. Does that vary? Do they?
Yeah, well, it, you know, varies on the number of orders we have.
Right, of course.
And then obviously I have to leave to deliver them.
So I suppose in that sense, you know, there's probably a sweet spot in terms of the amount of orders.
Yeah, I think ideally, you know, I would love it if I had maybe one order a day, but very near the warehouse.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, it mean that I'd get to go out, but I wouldn't have to go a long distance.
No, of course. Although presumably they keep a fairly tight leash, a metaphorical leash.
Well.
Oh, have they started?
So obviously I've been de-leashed for the podcast recording.
Certainly.
Because we're in the corner of the warehouse that normally my leash wouldn't allow me to get to.
Oh, wow, that is quite... Wait, how do you... How do you deliver items in the leash if it's not even as big as the warehouse itself? Or do you just wear that within the warehouse?
I do wear it within the warehouse to make sure I don't leave. If I've got a delivery, then they'll just leash me to the pedal bike that I get onto to deliver the
right. Understood.
The products.
Oh well, that's good. A pedal bike isn't because I know it was on foot for some time.
Yeah, it was. No, production values have gone up.
Great.
This series, so I've now got a pedal bike.
Oh, wow, wonderful!
But it does mean I am now doing mainland Europe delivery.
Well, I should hope so too. If you've got a pedal bike, there's no reason why you can't be delivering to our European brothers and sisters out there. And thank you for your orders, which have been coming in thick and fast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for those.
And listen, this is just, you know, an open-hearted question from a man who, this is beyond my pay grade. Why are you leashed to this bicycle?
Because
given that you know, can cycle it, as we know, around the country.
They
indeed.
really don't want me to lose it.
Okay, right. Of course, it's a valuable piece of kit.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've stated it is more valuable than me.
Wow, where have they stated that?
It's on the bike.
It's on the bike. What it says, this is more valuable than you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to. It probably helps with your cycling.
You know, it's a motivational phrase of sorts.
Yeah, I can imagine it. It focuses the mind. Absolutely. So, yeah, of course, I'd imagine it's, you know, it's not your bike. It's company property.
Oh yeah, no, it's a property of the Sound Deals. Team.
Yeah, and heaven forbid it were to get chipped or damaged or something. You know, that.
Then that would come out of my.
Of course.
Whatever it is that I actually earn.
Yes, understood. Understood, and rightly, you know, rightly.
Yeah, and it makes sense. It makes sense.
And rightly so, but you get to get out and about. You get exercise.
I really do. Yeah.
So has it been a big week for orders or?
So the orders are coming in. I wasn't actually allowed out this week.
Yes, of course. So
I do apologize for those who haven't received their orders. I will be allowed out next week.
So hold on a second. You said you're allowed out when you get orders.
Yeah.
This week you've mentioned orders have come in.
They have come in.
But you weren't allowed out on this occasion.
Yeah, no, that's true. Just very strict producers who really just wanted to see me, you know, leashed up inside the warehouse,
right?
Just doing inventory stuff.
Okay, so it was a sort of administrative week.
Yeah. Logistical. Just one of those that, you know,
great.
You have to deal with.
And a final question before we move on: whereabouts do you wear the leash?
Well, can you see this tan line here?
Right. Oh goodness.
Yeah. You know, like when you wear a wedding ring for many years and then...
Yes.
Yeah. So, so as you can see...
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
Well. That's great. I'm glad that you're off the leash and that we are ready to roll.
And let's roll indeed.
And our first product today was sent in by one of our wonderful Sound Deals listeners.
Yes, they want to remain uncredited.
It's an anonymous product, which we absolutely love because it places the product first, which is quite literally what we are paid to do.
Yes, absolutely. So let's hear what that product is.
Reverse knife.
The reverse knife.
Oh, the reverse knife. I mean, I don't know why they wanted to remain anonymous about this product because I would put my name straight on the reverse knife.
It is very, very selfless of them. And yes, I too would be tempted if I'd come up with the reverse knife, if I'd been so lucky, so blessed to have brought the reverse knife into the world. I'd want my name splashed all over it.
Yeah. And splash is the right word because
oh yes
until the reverse knife came into the warehouse, if you made me hold a knife the other way around,
yes,
I would cut myself.
Absolutely. It's happened before.
Yeah.
When the sound deals executives made you hold the knife the wrong way around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was just a, you know, just a fun kind of hazing type thing.
Yes.
But, you know, it happens. It can happen daily when you're doing the washing up. You fishing out something from within the murky waters.
Yes. I mean, obviously not everyone washes their items in the same industrial brook that you've sort of discovered. It's
a
leaky pipe of some kind, isn't it?
It is. But sometimes, you know, for those at home with normal sinks, yes, water and soap suds,
of course,
you can't see.
Yes,
exactly.
There's an element of obfuscation there. Yeah, absolutely. It can be tricky. Yeah. You reach in, you pull out a knife by the blade.
Ouch.
Ouch-a-rooney, yes.
Not with the reverse knife.
Not with the reverse knife. No, with the reverse knife. Just as it sounds, the knife is where the blade is and the blade is where the knife is. It's completely different. So if that same item was in the water and you were to reach in, you'd grab nothing but handle. You really would.
Which is so comforting to know.
Yeah, it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer. Now, we've had a couple of people asking, and Ivan, I'm sure you can correct them on
sure.
this. How does the reverse knife differ from a regular knife facing the other way?
Okay.
And we need to be very clear, because they're two totally different products.
They are. One's a knife.
Yes.
And the other's a reverse knife.
One's your regular common or garden knife. The other, which we're here to celebrate and share with you, is the reverse knife.
Yeah, and the reverse knife is not just the knife, it's the style of cutting that you have to employ.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, you reverse knife, it involves reverse cutting.
Yeah,
of course.
It does.
It's a case of the handle very much, of the blade sort of pointing towards you.
It points towards you.
Yes, handily, so you know that it's not threatening to anyone else.
That's true, yeah. And I guess you hold it as though you're trying to conceal the blade.
Yes, absolutely. Just kind of, flush with your kind of forearm, really.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a hidden blade.
Yeah, as though you're, you know, a prisoner with...
A shank. Yes. You fashioned it for yourself, and perhaps, you know, you're about to have a one-on-one with the boss of that chapter of the organized crime organization.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got a little something up your sleeve.
You sure do. And then it's just a simple kind of flicking of the wrist motion to cut, jab, and thrust.
Yes, absolutely. At the vegetable and or gang member of your choice.
What I love about the reverse knife is it comes with a small chainmail wrist gauntlet of sorts.
Absolutely.
To protect you.
Yes, absolutely. And we have said it before, there is not enough chainmail in the Sound Deals warehouse. It's oft overlooked as a safety feature and as a style feature, frankly.
Yeah, yeah. It looks great, feels great, and it protects you.
Yes, it does. It does indeed. And you do have to wear it on the same wrist as the wrist that you're holding the reverse knife with.
Of course.
Which I know you didn't initially.
No, I mean... I say, of course.
Now that you
now I know. Now I know. I thought it was just a funky bit of kit, you know. Yeah,
and indeed it is.
Well, it is. It looks stylish. It feels great. I would wear it when not cutting vegetables, but alas, I realized too late that I should have worn it whilst cutting the veg when using the reverse knife.
Yeah, the reverse knife takes a bit of, as with any elite tool, there is a trick to doing it brilliantly.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously the sharp bit of the knife is pointing at your wrist.
Directly at your wrist, yes. Which adds a real frisson and a thrill to the whole experience.
So it is quite... It's a flick, and then kind of you have to bring your arm up.
You have to flick it away from you,
And then you slam down. That's
yes,
how you cut.
Whilst it and again for those people out there asking, and I defer to your expertise on this front, Ivan. As ever, you became up more close and personal.
Yeah, 30 days I used this product.
Yeah, of course. Who have said, in error, why can't you simply just turn the knife around and use it as a trad knife, as a non-reverse knife?
Well, I mean, A, why would you?
Quite.
B, you literally can't.
You can't, of course not, no. It's, I mean, is it magnetic? What's the...
No, there's a webcam.
Yes. Silly me. Yes, there is a webcam, they're extraordinarily particular about the angle.
Yeah. So obviously, when you want to cut your veg, you first pop the webcam on.
Yes.
Yes. And it does come. It's a self-contained unit.
Yep.
You don't need a device.
No. Unit is the word. It's
oh, it's quite large. Yes.
It is. It's big. It's big.
But you know, it has a modem inside it. It has everything. All you need to do is plug your telephone line into the unit.
Yes, absolutely.
And then it does the rest. It will, a voice will critique your style.
Yeah.
And really will make sure that you are doing it properly.
Yes, and I heard it from
it's loud.
When I was outside in the car. I heard it's a booming voice, and it really will let you know if things aren't going, you know, if the angle of the knife is not as it should be.
No. Which is good,
yeah.
Really, because you want to know that you're doing something properly. And with the reverse knife, you really will know when you're doing it. Well, you'll know when you're doing it improperly.
Yes. Although, having said that, I noticed that you were able to wear the gauntlet on the wrong wrist. So obviously the webcam doesn't take issue with whether or not you...
They're just concerned about the knife technique. The gauntlet is an extra safety for you, but it's not one of the reverse knife main principles.
Certainly. And it does have a number of principles.
Yeah.
Which are,
you must hold the knife correctly.
Hold the knife correctly, yeah.
You must angle the knife correctly.
Yeah, very... subtly different to holding it, yeah.
You must thrust the knife correctly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You must cut the knife with the knife correctly.
You must cut the knife with the knife.
Yes. There's another knife that comes with this pack.
Good grief. And this is what I'm talking about when I say there's a level of expertise. This is what the few doubters out there, the skeptics, it's not anything like another knife. For one, we have the unit, the looming unit. Keeping a weather eye on any knife users.
Yeah, it's the size of a medium fridge.
Yes,
the unit,
absolutely. And yeah, it's got a modem. It's got some speakers from within.
It does,
and the voice comes out. So yes, that's sort of the final element, isn't it? You must cut the knife with the knife.
Yeah, it's basically a way of sharpening your reverse knife, but yes, with another knife.
With another knife. And remind me, is that knife also a reverse knife?
No, that is an... I don't want to use the word normal, but
no.
That is a pointy out knife.
Yes, absolutely. We're not being normative when it comes to blades
No.
here. And who's to say in the future whether or not the reverse knife may become the preeminent?
I can imagine it will.
Of the knives,
I can imagine that every kitchen will have one of these units.
Absolutely.
Inside them, and then your cutlery drawer will only have reverse knives.
And people have asked about the size of the units, and we've gone back to the team behind the reverse knife and can confirm the units are only getting larger as they develop new.
I guess, you know, they really do want to make sure those speakers are big.
It's a sound
powerful.
It's a sound system, essentially.
It is.
And in response to the question we received as to whether or not these high-end speakers can be used for any other purpose...
Unfortunately not.
It is simply to project the voice...
Yeah, yeah.
Of the... Yes, of Well, it's unknown. It's possibly the voice of...
Who knows? I mean, it could be our Sound Deals listener has made the product. We don't know. They just pointed us in the direction of that product.
Yes.
And obviously...
Literally, although not with the point of the knife, because
that would be pointing at yourself if you're using the reverse knife correctly.
Certainly. But yes. The product came to us when one of those large units was simply found in the center of the warehouse, directed us to a series of boxes full of the reverse knife and its accompanying gauntlet and its accompanying non-reverse knife, and that's what led to us being here today.
And we are so thrilled to be selling you this product. It could be yours today, so please do call in and we will get those knives to you.
Absolutely. And Ivan, I guess you'll be strapping those fridge size units to the back of your pedal bike and cycling them to any lucky listener's house.
Absolutely. I'd be honored
it'll be quite a sight.
Yeah. Quite a cycle.
Yeah. Reverse knife available now.
Telethon set.
We absolutely adored the telethon set.
Oh my god, the telethon set! So much fun!
It's an absolute treat for all the senses. And it really does make use of all of your senses. I think it's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that.
All six.
Yeah, all six senses, which are, of course...
Is what it advertises.
Yes, which are, of course, sight, sound, smell.
Yeah. Taste,
yep. And...
Sight, sound, smell.
Taste.
The big
four, which we'll get into shortly, but not before we clarify the other two, which are, of course...
Sight, sound, smell, taste. Touch?
Yeah, it's got to be.
And of course, Electro.
Yeah, Electro, the sixth sense. Electro. Yeah, the telethon set.
So it took us a while to remember the five senses.
Yes, but that's perhaps because we've been... possibly overusing the telethon set. This was actually a rare product that I had to use as well, because the telethon set requires two people.
It does.
To use it. And I didn't actually realize until this came along that I had recently signed a slightly updated version of my contract, which occasionally requires me to dip in. And I say requires, I mean allows me, enables me to have the absolute pleasure of sampling products in the same way that Ivan does.
It's been so much fun. Obviously, you weren't able/willing to use it for 30 solid days.
No. Good grief. Absolutely.
It was just half an hour, in fact.
Yes, which was plenty time for me. But Ivan, of course...
Yeah.
Went the distance.
I sure did. I strapped myself in to the telethon set. I put it in my mouth, put it in my ears, put it up my nose.
Now we should clarify that you're not supposed to do any of those things. That was
no.
The instructions are very unclear. So all of those things Ivan just described, we really do not advise that you do.
Especially if you got the Electro setting on.
Yes, which I believe you did initially.
Unfortunately, I did.
Yes.
I did at the time.
It does switch back to Electro quite... You have to hold the dial on any of the other settings. Otherwise, it will basically just ping back to Electro, which I believe can be quite bracing.
Yeah. Oh, it really can. It's a hell of a way to wake up, but it will knock you out as well.
Yes, absolutely. I eventually made use of the telethon set at the end of the 30 days, once Ivan had kind of worked out the sort of, you know, the kinks and the kind of the little Easter eggs that you might find if you're not fully versed in the system. But Ivan, I mean, talk us through it. You strap yourself in.
Yep. And you are transported... to a Charity telethon.
Yes. That you are.
It's like a VR kind of experience.
Yes, exactly, exactly. VR is huge at the moment. But do you know what's huger than VR? Doing good. So the telethon set really does give you the simulated effects of doing good. You really feel yes. as though you are.
Without actually having to do any good.
But the sensation is just the same. I mean, you might have, you know, be aware of these VR roller coasters that you go on. You get the ups and downs of that journey. The telethon set, once you've used it properly, and again, do not place it up your nose.
Don't place it in your ears.
And do be wary of electro mode. But it does give you the real visceral sense of having done a great deal of good for this world, which is absolutely wonderful.
And, you know, you do have to put a shift in.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to work those phones. Good grief.
And it's like you're there. You can hear, you can smell, you can taste, you could see everything if you were taking part in a telethon.
Yes. And I suppose we should clarify, in terms of being able to hear, smell, taste and see things, what they're really referring to are just the senses that you have in general. So
yeah.
Assuming that you have access to all of those senses, you can continue to do those things.
Yeah, which is great.
So, you know, you could eat a sandwich whilst using the...
And then it'd be like...
Yeah, you were eating...
Eating a sandwich.
A sandwich. Yes, which is brilliant, which is fantastic. It's vivid and it's visceral, as we say. Yeah, I suppose the simulated element comes in terms of getting on the phone and raising that money, which you really do have to do.
Yeah, they really insist that you do that. And you're actually selling a product. You're not fundraising by asking for money for a charity.
Yes,
which is interesting. You know, it's a different way of doing things.
Yeah, and that's that. I mean, it's at that point that the simulation element comes in, because, you know, if you were raising money for a charity, you would be essentially genuinely participating in a telethon.
Yeah, and you would just be taking their details, whereas in the telethon set, you're put through to a random caller. Then you have you know, the manual explains is quite a hard sell.
Yes.
Script.
It's a high pressure. You have to move through 15 stages of the sales process. All of those take place within 1 minute. The aim is to get their card details.
It's a game. Basically,
yes, absolutely. Basically,
and if you lose,
the simulation of a game.
Yeah, yeah. But if you lose, electro does get.
Be wary of the electro mode, which at that point it's actually very difficult to turn away from.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a kind of it's a little cheeky reminder to stay, you know, to stay focused. And remind me, what is the product that you have to sell?
Oh, it's a timeshare.
It's a time. Yes, of course it is. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do. I believe you. That's what you were offering me when I kind of joined in on the.
That's right.
On the other side of I joined in. I joined in sort of plus one mode, so I wasn't actually having to. I wasn't actually having to make the calls.
No.
But I was able to listen in.
So you got the experience of watching the telethon.
Yes, absolutely. I got the simulation of watching the telethon, which was wonderful. And that's why they describe it as a multiplayer experience.
Yeah.
Whilst Ivan was having, you know, jealous, if anything, having the real deal experience of just being there on the phone, just encouraging people. Whereabouts was it again? The timeshare.
Oh, to be honest, I don't actually know if the country still exists.
Right.
But it is...
So it's exotic.
Yes, yes. It's a Balkan country.
Right, okay, yes.
Yes. It's an exotic...
It's a gorgeous... It's a bit of disputed land.
Yes.
As we understand it.
It is.
But what isn't disputed is the value of the timeshare.
Oh, and it's...
That you are... In fact, yeah, if anyone does dispute it on the call, you are... There is, again, an eight-stage means of shutting down that argument.
Yeah,
quite
totally.
Quite forcefully.
Totally.
So, Ivan, you spent 30 days aggressively power selling this Balkan timeshare.
I sure did.
How did that go for you?
Not so great. I did sell a couple, I will admit.
Fabulous.
But,
congratulations.
Unfortunately, to myself.
Right.
Because the numbers are random and it somehow got back through to me.
Oh, and you answered.
And I answered.
And then you obviously then, delivered the...
Persuasive? I thought I was pretty persuasive.
And I guess you were fully on script. You delivered the full pitch.
Yeah, totally.
And you were receptive to it.
Yeah, and that happened twice.
Wow.
Yes.
Good group. The same number.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very unfortunate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you didn't let yourself know the second time that you had already purchased.
You know what? The beauty about timeshare is that you can buy more weeks.
You can. Oh, wonderful. So how many weeks do you have?
Well, now I've got 16 weeks per year I can spend in this disputed territory in the Balkans.
Wonderful.
Should I want to?
Great. And how does that work in terms of your contract here at the warehouse?
Well, that's it. Should I want to, I would be able to go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying that
currently unable to. Well, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, I am contracted right now to stay in the warehouse. I must guard all the amazing deals that we have here.
Do you work as a guard here as well?
Yeah, I guard them, I clean them, and I sell them. I also transport them to you, and I pick them up as well from other warehouses.
I didn't know about the extent of your duties.
Oh yeah, that's kind of what I do the other, you know, 6 days of the week when I'm not near you.
Fabulous. So that's really what we're offering today. It's the telephone set. It's an extraordinary system, and it's for those people who just want a bit of human connection, and who doesn't in this day and age?
I mean, I missed it. I missed it. It felt amazing reconnecting with, well, I mean, I guess myself.
When you spoke to yourself.
For that amount of time. Most of the times people were just hanging up straight away.
Right.
Just swearing at me.
Okay. Which is, you know, a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Likewise, you know, it's still a means of reaching out, you know, chatting to other people.
It is.
A bit of spicy language, you know, raises the heart rate. So in a way, you know, it's invigorating. It's different. And it's a really, really worthwhile cause. It's not a charity, but it's akin to doing charitable work, and that you are speaking to people and there is a financial transaction.
Oh, and there is a financial transaction.
Absolutely, yes. I believe the timeshare is, I mean, it's a premium timeshare.
Yeah, you know, it's in a premium spot. There are many countries that say they own it. So,
it's sought after.
It really is.
So you're basically paying for the opportunity to throw your hat into the ring in that ownership.
One of the countries does require you to wear a hat if you are there.
Yes.
It's just the laws of the land.
And absolutely, absolutely fair play. So, Ivan, how much is the telethon set?
The telethon set itself is just
£1.99. £1.99.
It was built by the timeshare company,
right?
And I think they're just eager to get it out into the world.
Wonderful. And then you can hop in, strap in.
Yeah. Then you do have to work 12-hour shifts.
Great.
Back to back. Yes.
Okay, great. So we're talking, it's a day's work.
Yeah, it's a full day's work.
A day's work for a day's pay.
You don't get any commission, but you do get the commission of the feeling of the joy of being in a charity telethon.
Yes. Oh, I didn't mean to suggest that the day's pay would go to you.
No.
It's a day's work for a day's pay.
Oh, yeah. And that pay will go
to the telethon set.
To the telethon set.
Corporation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we wish them all the very best. And if you wish to help them in their noble cause, it's just £1.99.
Brand Ambassador.
It's time for Brand Ambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Brand Ambassador time, and we are delighted to have two extraordinarily special guests. That's right, two special guests in the warehouse this week. They are our neighbours across the pond on the HeadGum Network. They host the extraordinary Review Review podcast, of which we are enormous fans. But more than that, they are
consummate business people in their own right, which is why they received a hallowed invite to this, the Sound Deals Warehouse. We are joined, of course, by Jeffrey and Riley from Review Review. Welcome to the Sound Deals Warehouse.
Thank you. Two for the price of one. That's our whole thing. That's our business.
Lovely. Why didn't he ever come up with that?
Well, because all the money goes to you.
Yes, it's a different system. Mm. Yes, no, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here. And it's a pleasure to have your product on the market as of today. This is huge.
No, and we appreciate it. I mean, we're really excited about this. It took a while.
It doesn't feel like work. We've always said that. This doesn't feel like work.
You'll randomly just text me that. And I know exactly what
you mean.
We'll
be brainstorming. We'll be thinking about how do we get this out there. And I'll just say, it doesn't feel like work.
It just doesn't feel like work. Supply chain issues, who?
I think it's time the Sound Deals listeners find out exactly what this amazing product is. I've been using it for the last 30 days, and I'm so excited to share it with everyone. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All part of the service here, yes. Yeah. Ivan has signed up to use that product. But without further ado, the product is, of course, none other than the
Gravy Cleanse.
So it's shocking to hear that you use it 30 days in a
that's
row. 30 days.
Medically fascinating.
Yeah. That's it. I think we had a little thing on the back of the bottle that said, like, do not eat. Like, it's like use two to three times a week.
Yes. Yes. Well, look, it's a Sound Deals promise that I use every product for 30 solid days, regardless.
Regardless of the medical implications.
I understand that there are medical ramifications to using the Gravy
Cleanse. And the ramification is actually how you apply the Gravy Cleanse, isn't it?
It is with a ramekin, to be sure. It comes complimentary with 5 free ramekins, so you only have to do dishes...
Not other people. But again, we are so excited to have here with you guys on Sound Deals. Like, as we said, it's a passion project. I mean, the Gravy Cleanse, it's like two words that you know go together. We thought, like, why hasn't anyone done this? Why hasn't it been made?
Low concept enough that you kind of get it. Max, let me ask you a question. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Not generally, no.
Well, so you just generally don't give thanks.
I try not to give thanks because I've been told that I went to a business seminar and was told it was a sign of weakness. I do love to celebrate the American Festival of Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah, so this is as you said, an American holiday. We celebrate it over across the pond, and it is about giving thanks. It's about gratitude. And Riley and I realized that people don't give enough thanks on a
not
daily basis.
Not nearly enough. Like, you save it all for one day, but it's like, what about the rest of the year? What about the other? What about Arbor Day? What about, like, Wednesday? Like, we need to be doing it every day. And so we thought, with the Gravy Cleanse, It's gonna force the thanks out of your body, whether you like it or not.
The idea, Yvonne, is thus. Please. If the only thing you're eating is gravy, my God, are you thankful for even those couple drops of food?
Any morsel you get that isn't a sauce... that's gravy. You are going to be, thank you so much, Gravy Cleanse. But again, is why we do say 2 to 3 times a week, because it is, we were told by our manufacturers and by the scientists
our legal team that we cannot recommend someone only eat gravy for a month.
Yes. But they all did recommend that. So how are you feeling post 30-day Gravy Cleanse?
You know what? I've never felt more thankful to not be doing the cleanse. In a way, I guess it's working. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I feel a lot better now that I'm off it. The gravy itself, fabulous, might I say.
Delicious.
And let me ask you this, because we had a business manager just say, hey, this gravy tastes so good. Why do you have to make it a cleanse or a challenge to be thankful? Just sell good gravy.
We get that question a lot, weirdly. We get it so often.
Can you agree with us that it should also be this other thing? It shouldn't just be a good gravy?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's great that the gravy is good, but what makes it better is that you're forced to have nothing but this gravy, and it's more of a it's more of an idea than a product.
You get it.
Yeah, totally. You know, the cleansers, as I call myself, and
the group, community,
the community.
Yeah, there's a Discord. There's a Discord. There is it's a mostly Discord people going, why am I doing this?
Yeah, and which brings people together because
yes.
It does, and it makes you grateful. It makes you thankful to have that new community, to be able to foster those relationships, to ask the question, why am I eating gravy? Why can't I eat something else? Why do I have to sign a contract when I start the gravy cleanse to promise that I will do it fully and accurately?
Yeah,
and it's just all part of the process.
Absolutely.
And in a way it's therapy, because then you start to ask yourself the question, why did I even start doing this?
Yeah.
You know, what is it in within me that's either there or not, that I need to add more of or find joy in something other than a challenge?
Why go on an ayahuasca trip to the desert so when you can do the gravy cleanse
when it's legal and it's only $49.95 a month?
And much like ayahuasca, the gravy does actually make you vomit quite viciously,
That's correct.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially, I believe it's called a happiness purge, isn't it? That's how the happiness is taken from within to without.
Yes.
Yeah, you know when you're feeling so much joy you don't know what to do with yourself?
It's like it's just all going to come out of you.
You might throw up.
Yeah. Mm. And you'll be thankful that you're done once it's all out. So it's thankfulness is in every part of this process. It's in the, oh, I'm so glad this gravy's so good. Oh, I'm so glad I can eat something that's not gravy. Oh, I'm so glad the gravy is not in me anymore. I mean, it's just like it's everywhere you look.
And you might be asking yourself, why gravy? Because it could kind of be any sauce or food that you just deprive yourself of everything else other than this.
Yeah.
Riley and I have a similar upbringing in that we...
I
don't want to speak for...
It's okay to laugh
because you have to laugh through the pain. We were neglected. Yeah. We were neglected for the better part of our middle school years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to take to certain hobbies and foods, you know, in that span that aren't quite normal.
Sometimes people bake to relieve stress.
Mm.
That's
we made
not for
sauce.
Us. Yeah. We made a meat based sauce.
You guys are in the same boat. In fact, you're in the same gravy boat.
That's really good. My dad was not around. Dad was not around.
Absolutely, and it's really focusing on those real positives there in that lovely, heartwarming, uplifting story that you shared with us, which is what lifted our spirits and the Sound Deals team were so intent on sharing it with the rest of the world. Not simply that you were repackaging and selling gravy at an extraordinary kind of monthly. I'm not going to use the word markup. I'm going to use the word opportunity.
You're paying for gratitude.
Yeah, you're going on a granular journey is what's happening, and you're doing so with a community full of energized, albeit confused,
like-minded cleansers. We do also
offer the gravy cleanse in vegan options as well. It doesn't have
gravy.
To be
really
based gravy.
Because I'm not actually a meat eater, but the gravy that I was given
you
was...
You signed the meat contract.
I did sign the meat contract.
So actually, that's not up to us at this point, but you did
that's
sign the meat
totally
contract.
Totally on me.
But aren't you now grateful that you're not eating
meat? Oh, my God.
Anymore?
As a pescatarian, I'm very grateful to no longer be eating pork, beef, and that one of the ingredients was just meat, and I wasn't sure what
meat
what,
concentrate.
Capital M meat.
So it was sort of a jelly.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're thankful, then we've done our job. And
sorry
for making you eat pork meat concentrate.
Sorry for making you eat the meat.
sorry. No, but you're thankful,
we're thankful
for your business. We're so sorry. We're so sorry for this product.
We're really sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry that Ivan can't do another 30 days because I have never seen the levels of gratitude in his eyes emanating out from his paws. He was a man transformed. You know, the high salt content left him wonderfully dehydrated, which gave him a bloat.
Of water.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That much more grateful.
Making more gravy.
Desert
unfortunately.
Oasis.
Yes.
Yeah. And we should say that, yes, it is a water into a powder mix. It doesn't come shipped, because that's what you're alluding to.
You do have to do the mixing yourself. It is a whey in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, how else are you going to send this amazing product around the world unless it's dehydrated?
You get it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's astronaut food in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what I was going to ask. You know, what's next for the Gravy Cleanse? You've got this dedicated community. Is it going into Stellar? Is it going into space? Is it going? You know, is it the next Huel? Is it what our business leaders need to allow them to focus on? You know, on the kind of 21st century high flying meetings that they're taking. I mean, what's next for the Gravy Cleanse?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked, because we've been keeping this news under wraps for a bit, but we found out we were coming on Sound Deals and we're like, we have to share it. We're going to drop the news. Do we want to say it together? Should we say it at the same time?
At the same time.
At the same time, what it's going to be?
Three, two, one. Performance in harnesses.
Wonderful. So is this the BDSM community? Or horses? Or?
We are partnering with Gorgon from ShibariStudy.com to create a gravy that can be suspended in air.
It's a mix of BDSM, Cirque du Soleil,
and Grévé.
And so we're like, okay, how do we make gratitude sexy? How do we make gravy sexy?
Yeah,
and
like, so, thank you, sir. But it has to do with sauce. Sir.
Yeah. So we're taking this to the next level. We're putting both the product in the harnesses. Well, that's like at the launch event, you'll be like, you'll look up and you'll expect to see people doing tricks, and it's just
gravy. And it's gravy in the harness.
It's gravy.
Yeah. And we're so sorry.
But then the performers will also be part of the Gravy Cleanse. And so it's really a clinical trial into seeing how arousal and performance, both artistically and sexually, can be enhanced by the Gravy Cleanse.
Incredible.
Have you guys read Mating in Captivity?
I'm afraid no.
Esther Perel?
So it's basically, it's talking about how do you preserve eroticism while also having intimacy and security.
Yeah.
And we're trying to see, how do you preserve eroticism when you basically have a belly full of gravy?
Gravy.
Incredible. Gravy. Pioneering research.
Wow. Yeah.
And thank you.
I mean, you're to be commended for...
We're so sorry. Don't
apologize for conducting a clinical trial at your launch event for that very product. I mean, that is the kind of... that is the kind of forward-thinking... all American consumerism that we can do nothing but get behind. I think I speak for Ivan when I say, would it be possible for, as his next project, Ivan to test for 30 days this Shibari's rope tying system? I know that he was grateful to have escaped the generic, you know, let's call it the vanilla gravy cleanse.
That is a product on offer, still made of meat, I believe.
But vanilla flavor.
Vanilla meat.
It's vanilla meat. But I mean, as I say, I think I speak for Van, who's got a little quiet, when I say, let's get that boy suspended, whether it's for the medically advised days in your contract or the longer amount of time that he is compelled to test out all our products for. I think either way, it'd be an extraordinary journey.
Yeah.
We couldn't agree more.
And we have to say that it is voiding the warranty to do it for 30 days. That's a Sound Deals thing. But also, I mean, we'd love to see what happens.
So would we. Ivan?
I mean, you know what? Unfortunately, it seems that the contract I originally signed, there was a sub clause to say for any future trials that I would just be part of it anyway. So.
Yes, and it's a sub clause because you're going to be a sub.
Found the sub clause. Oh, yeah. I'm so thrilled. Our lawyers are amazing. They are just
they're incredible.
They're
our
just
contracts
sneaky
are labyrinthine.
Guys.
It's unbelievable.
They really are. They come in origami and it's they're, yeah. There's a
breath. Our contracts kind of read like the script to David Bowie's Labyrinth.
Which
is what makes them so fun. It's like that's what really draws people in to do business with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw Ivan trying to solve one of the riddles in one of the clauses. He did not solve it. And as a result,
the sub clause.
Here we are today. Well, I mean,
Jeffrey, Riley, thank you so much for bringing the gravy cleanse to our world, to our warehouse.
And thank you so much for having us. Riley, we should get Max, we should get him some of the vanilla.
Oh my God, the vanilla meat, yes.
Yeah, we'll send you some. We'll have our
thank
people
you,
send
you
some.
We're
thank
so you so sorry. Much. We're so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We're
thanks.
So sorry.
For your product and for your apologies, thank you both for joining us. Thank you so much to Riley and Jeffrey for joining us in the warehouse as brand ambassadors this week.
They were amazing, and you can listen to their beautiful voices every day on Review Review. I mean, it doesn't come out daily, but their back catalogue is quite extensive. So if you have, 100 days, then you can listen to that every day. Then I guess the catalogue will build up because it's weekly. It is a weekly show. So, maybe about 200 days in, you then have caught up. I'm not good with maths.
Either way, thank you for that, Ivan. We encourage you to listen to their wonderful podcast, Review Review, which we have been honored enough to be guests upon. It's glorious and it's part of the HeadGum family, of which Sound Deals is also a part. So do give them a listen. They are truly wonderful. Other than that, that is, Ivan, are you looking up the exact number of...
Yeah, I just wanted to double check if my... If my maths was correct. They don't have episode numbers on their... I won't count. I won't count. But they've got a lot. They've got a lot of episodes out there. So plenty.
Yes.
To fill your boots with.
Certainly.
And your ears.
Absolutely.
Your ears and your boots.
Yes. And indeed your mind. Do check out Review Review. Listen to it on whatever your favoured podcast platform is. And why not count up all the episodes and let Ivan know how many there are and how long it would take for you to get through them if you listened to one a day but allowed for other episodes to build up in the meantime.
Yeah, once you got to the end of, those one a day, how many are,
yeah.
are you then looking at? For one a week.
Yes, it's a fun listener game. If X equals the number of episodes of popular HeadGum podcast Review Review, and you were to listen to one, it's a simple equation.
Yeah,
And we're seeking the answer. So do let us know.
Yeah, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
Yes. And of course, if you have any other products that you wish to see stocked in the warehouse, our team of experts will be delighted to investigate. So please do email those to us as well.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us once again. Obviously, we do have a back catalogue if you listen to our episodes one a day. Then you would maybe have a solid couple of weeks.
Yes, you maybe would. So feel free to give that a go as well.
Max, what are you up to now?
I'm just gonna basically commando roll back over to the old car, do a little bit more light training before turning in. Really,
lovely yeah. stuff.
Vaulting over the bonnet. A couple of laps round the vehicle, frankly.
Well, look, if you fancy a little bit of exercise that isn't car-based, mm-hmm. then you're more than welcome to hop on my bike. The Sound Deals producers, I can see them rattling the leash right now.
Oh, yes, there they are. It does rattle.
It rattles.
I didn't realise that it was made of a hard kind.
Oh, yeah, no, it's...
What's it made?
It's a metal. It's a right, metal leash.
It's a metal leash.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that would chafe.
Oh, it does chafe. The mark upon my body is part to do with blocking of the sunlight, but also it is a chafing.
It is
mark.
A chafage. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
But anyway, look, you don't have to wear it. You can just hop on the bike with me.
Okay. Oh, right. So you'd be beleashed,
yeah.
and I would be sat on sort of. piggybacking on the kind of...
Yeah, well, you know, it's how I deliver most of the products. Some of them are quite big, so I have to strap them to my back and then cycle. So I do have like a harness type thing. So you can strap them to my back if the parcel itself is small enough. And then we can get cycling. I think my first stop is Brussels.
Your first stop?
Yep.
Does that mean that's the nearest?
That's correct. Yeah. So thank you, Sound Deals listener in Brussels, for purchasing an item from us. I will be on my way shortly.
Great. Look, if I hadn't had this sort of exercise class essentially sort of booked in with the car, I'd be absolutely thrilled.
What do you mean booked in
with
the car?
It's in the diary. It's a firm commitment to get that that training in. But look, some other time I'd be happy,
sure.
happy to
well, that'd be great.
To join you on the back of the bike. Good luck with the cycle.
You wouldn't fancy driving to Brussels, would you?
I've always wanted to go to Brussels, actually. And do you fancy a road trip?
Right.
I will have a think.
Oh.
Probably not. Not immediately. So if you need to get there with any kind of...
Okay. Well, look, if you change your mind at any point in the next couple of days, I'll just let you know with my route that I'm taking, and you'll probably catch up with me.
Sure. Yeah. 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 You know. Yeah. Absolutely. It's I mean, I could always talk to the guys at the petrol station about filling up the old. Anyway, look, as I say, I've got cool. a lot going. I've got a lot going on.
Yeah. No, you're a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. But listen, if I can clear, you know, if I can clear my appointments and kind of
amazing,
get a better,
that's very exciting.
You know, a bit of wiggle room, then I might have the bandwidth to swing by you on the route.
I'd love that. Please don't swing too close by. You know,
no, because it'll knock off.
Yeah.
The various packages that you're sort of strapped to. Brilliant. Well, look, bon chance on your journey.
Thank you.
And gonna go do some training, baby.
All right,
training dirty.
All right, guys. Well, leash me up.
Uh-oh.
I guess.
Oh, well, hold on a minute.
Sorry.
What's that?
Uh oh.
I think that's the sound of some.
Oh, is that recalls?
So recalls?
Obviously very high quality control here. Right, apparently a couple of recalls. Well, look, we'll rattle through those and then you can rattle the leash onto yourself and rattle off down the road.
I surely will.
Fabulous.
Fidget swingers.
Fidget swingers. Yes, should the fidget spinning community and the swingers community mix? No. No, they shouldn't. Apologies to all those people whose genitalia was harmed by the fidget swingers.
Cut and paste waste.
Cut and paste waste has been recalled. The cutting of waste proved very popular. The pasting of waste proved very, very unpopular.
Yes.
We've taken your feedback on board and we've passed it on.
Alert engine.
Yes, the engine that sounds a very loud alert noise when it's working properly.
Yes, it's stressful to operate. And the battery life of over 10,000 years proved, although a mechanical marvel, to be another extremely unpopular feature.
AeroPair.
The AeroPair, marketed as the texture of the popular chocolate bar in fruit form, turned out to be just a bag of really off pears.
Metro cream.
Yes, single, double and full fat cream for the modern day metrosexual man. Unfortunately, it was not suitable for metrosexual men in that it was off. It wasn't suitable for anyone.
It was off because metrosexuality as a concept peaked about sort of 10 to 15 years ago.
As did this cream.
So sorry, guys.
The Fly Files.
The Fly Files were sold to people who were hoping to categorize their large collection of flies. Unfortunately, it was a misspelling. It actually should have said the fly flies, which it does. People bought the fly, it flew away, and they thus achieved the opposite of what they were hoping. Apologies to all those fly collectors out there.
X Maker.
People purchased the X Maker hoping to escape relationships they weren't happy with, hoping that, as advertised, the X Maker would, they thought, break up with that person.
Mm.
Unfortunately, whilst technically doing its job, all it did was poison the person who purchased it in the first place. So the relationship was indeed over.
So technically, it did its job.
Yeah, this isn't actually a recall. This is just a message from the makers of the X Maker saying we were legally within the realms of what we advertised.
But please don't use it.
Please, beyond all else, do not use the X Maker.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.